Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Social workers have removed 4-year-old Bob and Max from their mother's home. Brooke Mueller, who once was married to Charlie Sheen, and has awarded temporary custody to Denise Richards, Charlie's other ex-wife. Denise says those boys are her daughter's brothers, so anything Brooke needs, she's going to be there for those boys.
Number 4.
Spoiler alert, it was an emotional American Idol. Amber Holcomb sat home last night. The final three, Candace, Cree, and Angie, get to do the hometown visits this week.
Number 3.
RadarOnline.com reporting that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are holding off any wedding plans until after their baby is born. Reportedly, Kim wants to be married back in L.A. in a nighttime ceremony. Kanye's giving her full reign to do whatever she wants, but he made one requirement: no media at the wedding.
Number 2.
Reese Witherspoon is so embarrassed about the night she and her husband Jim Toth were arrested in Atlanta. He was drunk driving. She got a little out of control with the arresting officer. You can see the dash cam video of this all over the internet this morning. Kind of funny seeing Reese actually saying, "Do you know my name?" and telling the officer she's pregnant when she is not.
Number 1.
The judge said the rehab facility Lindsay Lohan chose for herself had not been approved, but he was going to let her stay there for 1 week to give prosecutors time to check the place out. But Lindsay bolted. We thought she was certainly going to be arrested, but in a surprising twist, Lindsay called her first lawyer, Sean Hawley, and Sean arranged for her to check into the Betty Ford Center before the midnight deadline last night. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.